Starting a podcast, that's pretty easy. Becoming a podcaster, that is the hard part. But lucky for you, this is not 2005. This is not when Joe Rogan started. We are now in 2024. And that means there are a lot, I mean a lot, your cousin probably started one, tools to help podcasters edit, launch, and grow their show. So today I'm on with my friend Natalie. She had me on her podcast, and you can check that out using the links below. But today she asked me my favorite tools for podcasting. And this is after 5 years, hundreds of thousands of downloads, and helping over 100 people start their own podcast. So if podcasting is something that you're getting into, these are the tools you need to know about. But just remember, it's not about what you use, it's about how good your content is in the end. So make sure to keep that in mind, and let's get to this episode.
Cool. I think like some helpful things is just, what are the top tools that you use? Which ones do you love? Like, which ones do you hate? Like, tell us a bit about your favorites and what they're used for.
Yeah, I'll hit you with a love hate, which is, it's called Opus.pro. It is a clip making application that allows you to take your full podcast episode, upload it there, and then it makes all the clips, the titles, and the captions for you. What I love about it is that it's better than nothing. And it's also really good. Like, it's good for an AI. It's really good. What I hate about it is people like my friend Ruben, I'll call him out. He's an influencer on LinkedIn. He's an AI influencer, saying that this is the way, like, all you have to do is record your podcast and upload it here, and then poof, look at all these views. Like, if Jordan Peterson does it, it will get a million views. If we do it, it will not, right? So there's just a reality to this that I just want people to take it with a grain of salt. If it's really easy, how good it really is, right? So I'm just always looking at how good is the end product. I don't care how you got to that clip. I don't care if AI made it, your grandma made it, your cousin made it. It doesn't matter to me. So I'll just say that's my little love-hate, little soapbox right there. But
I started using, it's an AI, it does the exact same thing. You toss in your YouTube link, it spits out like 10 to 20 different short snippets that you can share on Reels, TikTok, Shorts, all of that to drive more traffic over to your full episode. It's called Live Link. And so far, I really love it. And it's only like $50 a month, but
I think Opus is $10 a month or something. Yeah, they're affordable these days.
Yeah, I have no idea because I haven't. This is going to be my sixth episode here. So
there you go.
We don't have a massive track record, but so far, so good.
If people watch the clips, it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter how you got there if people are down to watch them.
So what else do you use?
Yeah, so I think I'll go for the ones, if I go real deep, like the ones that I use. You don't want to know the ones that I use because nobody's going to use them, because they're like editing softwares that cost hundreds of dollars and it's a massive learning curve. So I'll give you some simple ones. So Opus is good for clips, like I said. The one that you just mentioned, Blink, is another one for clips. Descript is probably one of the most popular podcast editing softwares because it's like an all-in-one. But you will reach a limit with all of these where you just can't customize anymore. You can't, it glitches out. The internet shuts down, like so many things, right? So there's obvious barriers here. One that I love for tracking is a CRM. It's called Folk. That's what I use. So like for CRM, I'm just saying, if you don't have a CRM, if you don't have a place to put all the people in your ecosystem in different folders, then that's what I recommend for that. And I know it's not a podcast tool, but it should be, because I've had over 150 guests on my podcast. Having them all in one place where I have their individual profiles, where I can just quickly export them and put them on an email list, like, that's really powerful. So there's that one. And then what I always, always recommend is Captivate. Captivate.fm, that's what I use to put the podcast out on all platforms. That's my favorite because it's an analytics-based platform. So it's not like Spotify, where Spotify's like, hey, you want to make an episode today? Captivate is like, hey, look at your stats. Your numbers are going down. Look, it's trying to show you the numbers, right? So that's what I like about that. So those are just a few. I mean,
like your total watch time and everything else that we talked about earlier in there too.
So there's a few things. So Spotify for podcasters is going to show you your Spotify watch time. Apple podcasters is going to show you your Apple watch time. The problem with podcasts is they're very fractured. One platform tells you these stats, another platform tells you another stats. My thing is just stick with one, and then at least you have that reference. It's like, yeah, always weigh yourself in pounds or whatever, right? It's like, okay, then I know. So even if my scale's off, I'm always weighing myself with the same scale, with the same measurement.
I wonder though, because the marketing cap comes on for me, and I think that the average user on Apple would probably be the age of like 35 to 45, right? They make more money because they probably are Apple Music and paying for that subscription, right? So I think the people who listen to Apple podcasts may have more money to spend and might be the people that you want to watch those metrics for because they're your ideal customer. But on Spotify, it's a free service. It's a free upload, right? So you have a lot of younger people who can't afford to pay $10 a month for their audio. And to me, if you listen, I'm an Apple Music person, so I listen to Apple podcasts. But if I wasn't paying for Apple Music, I would totally listen to Spotify for free. And that's what I used to do, right? So I think the average like household income of the people who are on Spotify is probably closer to 65K, whereas Apple listeners might be closer to 120K annually, right?
Continue.
So I'm just thinking like depending on who your target audience is and what platform you're using, I think that would determine the different stats because you might not hit a home run on Spotify, but you're killing it on Apple because of what you're saying might resonate with them. And the same would go opposite.
Yeah, this is like deeper than normally I think about it. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I also have a counter argument.
Marketing hat.
My counter argument is that Apple Podcasts is free and you don't need Apple Music. And then Spotify is a paid platform. So it's like, what I see is it's all different from podcast to podcast. I look at it less of, I guess, in the marketing. I mean, I guess it's a little bit marketing, but more in just general consumption. Also, you got to take into consideration, if you've been only promoting your Spotify link and never once promote your Apple link and you have more people on Spotify, then maybe it's because you just promoted that link more, right? So yeah, that's why I think YouTube is the holy grail. I think YouTube, if you're doing it consistently and really doing it, it's going to give you the best stats just because of this is so fractured.
Sorry. The only thing that concerns me with like if you're doing a podcast video, full form, long form video, 100%. But I don't know that I have the habit to switch from Apple Podcasts to YouTube Podcasts because I'm so used to YouTube on my mobile device, like shutting off when I hit that click button on the side, right? Yep. So I'm not sure how many people are actively going to be listening to YouTube.
They're watching, right?
So, but I love that they have it on there, right? And like, if you're going to listen to it, like hop on my episode, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Just something that I think about.
It's true. I mean, so many fewer people are going to watch it. That's just reality. It's just so much easier to listen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any other tools?
What else did I... Cast Magic, I got a shout out because I'm trying them out right now. We have a little like soft partnership going on and I really like it. What it does is it's ChatGPT, but for podcasters. So it takes your episode. It'll take this episode and create show notes and descriptions, blog posts, email newsletters. You tell it what you want it to do. So the longer you spend updating and tweaking the prompts to train it, the better it's going to do. So it is definitely a learning curve in terms of like, and also
everything is.
But like the my friend who works for them is going to say something. He's going to be like, no, it does all these things. I'm like, yeah, I get it. But I don't like AI. I don't like ChatGPT. I don't want to have to do prompts for 2 hours. I want it just to do it, right? So, but I got to shout them out because, again, if it's no timestamps in your show notes versus Cast Magic timestamps, Cast Magic timestamps. Like, have timestamps. That's going to make it so much easier for somebody to consume it. So I really do like them too. Like, the you can do this power play where you have all of these softwares combined together, and like, you can get your podcast editing and all that down to, you know, a few hours an episode probably at that point.
Yeah, that's definitely helpful. I mean, I personally, I like this little Podcastle that we're in right now.
This is interesting. I've never used this before.
Yeah, I don't know. I researched and I did a bunch of different, you know, which one's going to work for me kind of thing. And like, I just found this one super easy. I'm like, I call myself like a drag and drop designer, drag and drop website builder, drag and drop graphic designer. And now I'm a drag and drop podcast editor. So I love the drag and drop stuff. I think it's just super easy to use. And they have like AI voice noise reduction. I have two dogs, so that comes in handy for me. Yeah. And like, they do, when you export your video, you can get your transcript in there. They'll put an automatic like description in there. I personally think the description sucks, but I use AI. My own. Yeah, but it's good that they have it in there. And then you can add like different effects and stuff like that inside of it. But my favorite part is when you record a video, you have a teleprompter in it. And for me, I'm like, I need that script there. I need the guideline. I need to make sure that I don't like run off the hill and go start talking about something else that I should not be right now.
I love it. I didn't even know they had that feature, and I don't know any of the other ones that I've used have it. And that just comes to the point, like you said, it doesn't matter what you use as long as it works for you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.